Vail. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They are my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom as well. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Well, Melody sells gold and silver. She is a discount gold and silver, and certainly we are living in exciting times, aren't we?
Oh, we certainly are. And, you know, for everyone who has taken the time and the energy and the ability to think and understand what gold does preserve your wealth, and they purchase the financial insurance policy, they're basically doing very well in preserving their wealth. So it's a different mindset. You have to know and study what's really going on and what makes people move into the gold and silver. Because people have been so accustomed to holding their paper. They've been so accustomed to their, you know, stock market, their financial planners, their funds, their 401s. And to make that transition from paper to real assets, to real money, to real currency, is certainly a challenge to their thinking. And I hear that a lot lately. You know, couples, you know, they hesitate going into gold. And it is a learning process. So for those of who have taken that step and have secured their future by purchasing physical gold and silver, you know, congratulations to them. And it's a long battle. It's an educational battle, and it's a learning process. You know, people just don't hear an advertisement about gold and go out and decide to buy it. They have to understand what's going on in the markets, what's going on in our economy, and certainly have a small understanding of you know, currencies, how it works, and perhaps they might have a small understanding of maybe they even take it, you know, to a more personal level. They understand that you cannot have a household that continues to spend and have nothing coming in, and they understand the consequences of that, and they see our government doing that, and they know the government cannot continue to do it. They're beginning to see a lot of the weaknesses that's coming out of Washington. They've seen it in the past, and they're taking the step to protect themselves.
Well, did you hear the latest news? And that is that the House of Representatives has solved the debt problem. Well, they did. They agreed to let President Obama, suddenly raise the debt, you know, for another couple of trillion dollars. And then they're going to try to get a balanced budget through. Of course, basically, the balanced budget amendment has holes in it big enough to fly a 747 through. I mean, a 3/5 of Congress can simply counter that. And any time Congress wants to, simply say, we're going to spend more than it was coming in. And then, of course, you can always balance the budget by increasing taxes. And certainly, even if they pass a balanced budget amendment, it's got to go through the states. It'll be 3 or 4 years before that actually gets certainly accepted. The states probably won't accept it. And the problem is, of course, we're going to have massive deficits. We already have deficits that are beyond any description at all, owing somewhere between $50 and $70 trillion. We can never pay off. There's no way we can ever pay off the debt we have. And what is Congress's solution? Well, we're going to pass a balanced budget amendment, or at least we're going to try to, and a couple of years from now, we may find that it didn't go through. And President Obama is, of course, posturing by saying, I will veto this legislation. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all political show business. Nobody wants to do what needs to be done. They know what needs to be done. You've got to cut spending. And nobody wants to accept that. Nobody wants to accept the responsibility of saying, we got to get our troops out of the Middle East before we're involved in another war. And ladies and gentlemen, that war is coming. I mean, I couldn't believe, you know, they would pass this budget balanced budget amendment, Melody. I've read the balanced budget amendment, at least what they're suggesting, and said that Congress can negate it anytime they want to by a three.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Republicans, oh, they're going to take care of this. What are they going to do? They're going to pass a balanced budget amendment. Now, how long does it take to get a balanced budget amendment through all of the states? Remember, a lot of the state legislatures only meet every other year. We've got an urgent situation. I mean, we've got a crisis situation. And what are they doing? They're simply putting off addressing it. We are having to borrow about $4.5 billion a day simply pay our debts. We are going to be spending this year about 42 cents of every dollar that will be spent. It has to be borrowed. And who are we borrowing it from? We're borrowing it from ourselves. There's a wonderful article by Mortimer Zuckerman, and you can find it up on the internet. It's called The National Debt Crisis is an Existential Threat. The national debt crisis is an existential threat. Now, who is Mortimer Zuckerman? He's a member of the Trial Outer Commission. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's part of perhaps the 75 to 80 men, Americans, who run the world financially, at least who run our aspect of the world. And he tells you exactly what's going on in this. And basically, you know, he just says we have a threat, and of course this is going to, could very effectively destroy our monetary system. He likens it to a butterfly's wings, a very fragile situation where even the flap of a butterfly's wings might cause a ripple on the water. And that ripple might turn into the wave, and the wave would create a tsunami that would sweep away our financial system. Basically, this is really what we're threatening to do. He says that we are buying, suddenly we have this massive debt, and since other countries will not buy the debt, we are buying 70% of our own debt. Suddenly Bob Chapman suggests we're buying 80% of our debt. How are we doing it? Well, we're creating the money, we're giving it to other central banks so that they can borrow money, but this is highly inflationary, and certainly what are they going to do with debt? They're going to make it disappear. They're going to destroy the value of our currency, pay back Social Security and Medicare, the obligations, but they're going to do it with money that has no value. And of course, they're going to pay off their debts throughout the world with money that has no value. They're going to inflate this away, and they're going to have another great war that's going to be the destruction. So they would be unpatriotic to be critical of it. And then, of course, out of the financial chaos, it's going to come. And the massive austerity, because if you read Mortimer Zuckerman's articles, he will tell you we're moving into lower living standards. We are going to have austerity. The wonderful level of living we've had in the past is going to cease to exist. And, of course, this will happen in part because of the destruction of the value of our currency through inflation. And then, of course, I personally, although Zuckerman doesn't mention this, there's going to be a major war in the Middle East. How it's going to line up, I don't know, but we're going to be involved in it, ladies and gentlemen. And when millions of people are killed, why, our focus will be there. Rather than ask, how did we get into this situation? Who is responsible for destroying the value of our currency and impoverishing the American people? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And people keep using this term, bond vigilantes. Do you understand what that term means? Can you explain that to our listeners, Melody? Because the term increasingly is being used, the bond vigilantes.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
I shouldn't pin you down with that, because I was confused. basically, the vigilantes were the people who maintained law and order when they had a lawless society. In other words, when society breaks down, the vigilantes come in and they restore law and order. Well, bond vigilantes are the people who purchase bonds who restore order to a financial system that's out of whack. And when you simply have a country that is issuing bonds, and that country is totally irresponsible, the vigilantes, people who are buying bonds, will not buy them because they're going to insist on some sort of an orderly bond market. And, of course, they will demand very high returns on the money that they lend. Right now, if you are in Italy or in Portugal and you want to borrow money, government wants to borrow money, it's 18%. That's a phenomenal interest rate. I mean, how can you pay interest of 18%? In Greece, where, of course, they're totally irresponsible, the Greek government is having to pay 31% to borrow money. Why? Because the vigilantes are saying, we don't trust you. You know you're irresponsible. And simply, we're not sure if we lend you money, we're ever going to get back again. You could actually default on the money. We could invest in your country and we'd lose our money. So before we will risk our money, we're going to demand a massive return. And so it is the vigilantes who restore order to a bond market. And of course, this is what's happening in America. Pretty soon, we're going to get to the point where we're not going to be able to borrow money unless we're paying 6%, 8%, 10%, 15%, 20% interest. And then, of course, other countries will lend us money. Now, as long as we can print money, we're fine. But, of course, what happens if we can no longer print money because American dollar is no longer the reserve currency of the world? And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's only a short period of time before that's going to happen. And Lindsay Williams, I think, gave us a pretty good insight into this when he told us that Mr. Fromm, who incidentally passed away, so I think he was probably telling the truth, he was very close to the people who rule the world, and Ken Fromm said, by the end of the year 2012, that's a year and a half from now, the dollar will be dead. He didn't say the dollar wouldn't exist. It still wouldn't be a means of exchange. But I think what he was referring to is it's going to lose its status as the stable currency, as the reserve currency of the world. Could that really happen, Melody?
Well, I certainly think so. And, you know, you mentioned the bond vigilantes, and I've heard of dollar vigilantes now with all the fiat currencies they're trading. And I believe currency trading is a very risky area to be in, but it is certainly has taken a taken over as an investment, and many people are involved in that. But so you also have the dollar vigilantes where they sell the fiat currencies, you know, such as the dollar and so forth. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are being coming back and being recreated, and and it's late here in the East, Dr. Stan. I forgot your question. I hate to say that.
All right, fine. Well, basically, Chris, what are you hearing from your customers? What are they telling? Anything new or exciting?
Well, you know, just as I mentioned before, they understand, you know, they're taking the big step going from paper investments into the real currency of gold. They don't understand the depth of it that you talk on your programs and we talk on our programs to what is really happening here and around the world. But they're getting an inkling and they're getting concerned, and they're, you know, they hear gold, they do their own investigation, they listen to various programs that they can find on the internet. And I guess to that degree, I'm not a believer in the internet. I think there's more harm than good that has come from the internet, but people do find the information, and if they use it, the internet, as an educational tool, and, you know, it can be good for them, and they have done so. And so they are finding ways and learning why they need to be purchasing gold and silver. And they're beginning to understand, of course, the election is, you know, in front of their mind. They know that's coming up. It's the media is now beginning to, you know, throw that at them. And, of course, as you talked about, the political show that we see coming out of Washington at this point in time, you know, it concerns people. And they get this feeling they just don't want their money in banks anymore. You know, they just don't like it sitting there anymore. They feel they need to secure it. And, of course, no one should have any of their currencies just sitting in a bank. Yeah, bank failures, they don't report anymore. I guess there was another, I don't know, three or four of them on Friday that they closed. And, I mean, they don't even report on the closure of banks anymore.
Yeah, I thought that was really so interesting. The banks are closing, but they just don't ever bother to mention it.
No.
It's as if they didn't close. Well, of course, if you don't ever mention it, how would you know it was really going on? But one of the most significant things that's happened here in the last month is the fact that Mr. William Gross, G-R-O-S-S, who heads PIMCO. Now, PIMCO is the largest hedge fund in the world. It manages something like $1.2 trillion in funds, $1.2 trillion in funds. So, I mean, certainly Mr. William Gross is in charge of that. He's got to be a pretty smart guy. And he simply pulled all of his money out of Treasury bills. Treasury bonds. He thinks, of course, that the American government is either going to default on their obligation to the Treasury bills, or they're certainly not ever going to retain their value. In fact, he is shorting Treasury bills. Now, he has a lot of money at his disposal. He's got to be pretty smart to be able to survive in this, and we do know that he is certainly purchasing gold, but even more than that, he is totally done away with having any Treasury bills in his portfolio. Why? Because he doesn't trust the American government. Now, I think that this everyone should heed what he's doing and see what the smart people are doing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd like to hear what you think. Have you ever heard the term of the bond vigilantes? Do you understand that suddenly, when people will no longer buy your bonds, you have to raise the interest rate on it? You cannot continue buying your own bonds indefinitely without producing massive inflation. And that is exactly what they're doing. And they're lying to you. So Mr. Bernanke is lying when he tells that there's essentially no inflation. They're simply deceiving the American people. And one day they're going to wake up to find out that life savings is gone. Give us a call if you have a question. Well, Melody, have people been buying a lot of gold and silver recently as they've been skyrocketing?
They have, and of course that certainly gains everyone's attention when you have prices.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Debt. Do you understand the concept of the bond vigilantes? Do you understand what is happening to the markets over in Europe? Do you understand the implications of a Greek default and certainly of Greece defaults? There may well be defaults of Italy and Spain and Portugal and Ireland, and what that would mean for American banks? Do you understand the fact that we have a fraudulent banking system built upon simply a monetary system that is based upon simply the shifting sands without any foundation at all, and of course they progressively create more and more and more money? Do you realize, of course, that the United States had a debt of $1 trillion in 1980 that had taken them 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt? Since that time, why, of course, we've multiplied that debt many times. And by the time President Obama leaves office, he will have accumulated more debt in the 4 years he's in office than all of the preceding 43 presidents together. Now, that's, of course, excluding the Social Security debt, which is money that we're told we owe to ourselves. But President Obama, during the 4 years in office, at the current rate of spending, will have accumulated more debt than the previous 43 presidents of the United States. And as bad as certainly George W. Bush was, he is a piker compared with Barack Obama, who I believe is part of an organized effort to destroy the infrastructure of this country by simply spending us into oblivion. In fact, there's a Cloward and Piven, I had actually written an article back in 1966 in Nation magazine. They were dedicated socialists. And they said, you know, if you want to destroy a nation, what you do is simply to get it head over heels in debt. Promise everything to the people, and once you promise it to them, they really believe they're entitled to it, they'll keep demanding it, and eventually you can destroy that nation. That's what they wanted to do, is destroy our nation. And of course, Barack Obama is actually carrying out their program. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-NIBBITY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, that's 1-800-544-8927. Would like to know what you think about what's going on. If you have any question, Melody Cedarstrom's on the front lines of this battle. Of course, she's dealing with this every day with gold and silver, which is the only legitimate monetary system that has ever existed. All the rest of them are simply have collapsed sooner or later, and there's nothing new under the sun. Certainly the monetary system in ancient Greece collapsed, you know, 300 years before Christ was born. Certainly the monetary system of Rome collapsed in 300 AD under Diocletian. And we've seen the same thing happen over and over and over again. Why would we think it can't happen now? Because if it does, it will mean, of course, that everything that the average individual, the foolish individual who's believed what he's been taught in school, everything that they've saved their whole life for will be destroyed, and the majority of our people will live out their twilight years in total poverty. And I really think it's a horrible thing to contemplate, but if you haven't made the preparations as you should, as this whole thing begins to collapse, well, you're going to lose everything you have. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Would like to know what you think about what's going on. And certainly, we hope many of you will take the time to get the articles by Mortimer Zuckerman. You can find them, all the recent ones, at the Drudge Report. That's an excellent source of information. And you go up to the Drudge Report, and they have lists of all the major publications, and then the major writers. Mortimer Zuckerman is part and parcel of the elite who run the world. But when he begins sounding like Bob Chapman, when he begins sounding like Melody Cedarstrom, you know we're in real trouble. And he's basically saying the same things that Melody and Sydney Bob Chapman have been saying for some time. And right now we've got Bill, and Bill is calling from, where is Bill calling from? He's calling from Washington. Hi, Bill, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I was wondering, so what would happen if they didn't raise the debt ceiling? Wouldn't we be in some kind of a crisis-like scenario?
Basically, they've got enough money to continue doing all the essential things, paying Social Security and Medicare, and even maintaining the war. They just have to stop giving money away and have funding all of these senseless programs we have. They want you to think the sky would fall. It wouldn't. Mm-hmm. They just want a justification for doing. Hang on there.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product
for
women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. So lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
I need to remind you that views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride
in
their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Throwing all the money out the window for make the weapons companies rich. So.
Well, it's more than that. I really believe it because it's designed specifically to destroy the stability of our nation. You cannot keep spending money you don't have indefinitely.
I think we
it's also to get us everybody into a society totally policed by biometrics and surveillance everywhere, and it's actually quite extensively designed to do that. They want everybody to be going through mobile security trailers to even go to a sporting event or their high school prom. They would like to have that. They would like to have a society totally controlled by technology. And having wars and scaring people with terrorism is the perfect way to do that. And it's all an experiment.
Oh, I agree with you totally. Melanie, anything else you'd like to say before we let him go?
I think we also have to redefine crisis because, you know what? I think this country is already in a crisis. We have people who don't have jobs. We have food prices. People can't eat. They can't afford to feed their family. You have the elderly that are cutting back on, you know, instead of taking their full prescriptions that they need, they're cutting back and, you know, taking 1 month of prescriptions and extending it out over 2 and 3 months because they can't afford anything. I mean, we're in a crisis right now. So I think we need to redefine that. We have real problems right now. A lot of people in this country have already been hurt. They've been stripped of their wealth. I talk to people every day. You know, hey, the stock market's up there at 12,500, but yet, you know what? They've never recaptured their losses that they've had that they've lost through their financial planners, because their financial planners tell them not to buy gold and silver. And they lie about the investments that they're in there. And they don't listen to the people when the people want to control their investments and tell them what to do. So, hey, we're in a crisis right now. And it certainly can get worse. And certainly if you have any type of social unrest, you know, that's a different type of a crisis. We have a lot of people now that are hurting. And so that's, I believe we're, as I mentioned, we're in a crisis.
I don't, Bill, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the value of the currency. Yeah. That's exactly what they're doing. Hey, thanks very much for calling. And,
okay.
And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Before we go to Gordon, who's calling from Richland, Melody, I want you to get out your website and your telephone number and tell people how they can get in touch with you and what happens if they do.
Well, I do encourage them to give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I'm losing my voice a little bit, so please excuse me if I happen to cough when I give out my website. Our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. That is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And when folks call, we educate. You know, we... And we're probably the only ones who do that. Most of my competitors, you know, will have the programs that they just push into coins and tell you you should get this. We try to listen to what you want, what your investment objectives are, where your other money is
working for you. Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance?
What kind of portfolio you should have?
Does the buck stop
here? And I think any person that's in the gold industry, that's in the coin market, says that you should just, you know, buy this.
In his debut as a full-time NBA analyst for TNT, Shaq taking a jab at Chris Bosh, referring to the Miami Heat as having a big two with LeBron and Dwayne Wade. He said that they will be back in the finals. Now, Shaq went on to say that LeBron James is taking a lot of criticism, but I know LeBron very well. He hears everything that everyone is saying, so I think he's going to come back and have an MVP year this year. Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, you know, they're great players. They're probably the greatest backcourt ever assembled.
And, but, you know, if you position properly and you have the right coins, you buy that gold, you buy that silver for your security, for your preservation of wealth.
There's nothing wrong with the recently released NBA schedule. It's great.
You need to be balanced. We recommend
games worthy of marking your calendar,
gold,
featuring some of the best talent the league has seen in quite some time.
You have a stronger,
it's just this lockout thing.
Desire
now
to
on day 19,
silver,
that is
fine.
Taking the fun out of it.
But,
not too many in the know offering encouraging words that we will have a
silver,
full NBA season,
but I,
if one at
personally,
all.
I don't
now,
change
the players
games.
And the owners can resolve this thing sooner than later, then I can tell you there's reason for excitement here. Here are some of the games we would have on tap.
The
NBA regular season will start on November the 1st with the Mavericks hosting the Bulls. Mavs will get their rings and raise the championship banner against the team with the best regular season record. Last year, next day, a doubleheader on ESPN game while LeBron in the Garden as the Eastern Conference champion Miami Heat take on the Knicks. Game two, not too shabby. The Lakers are in Golden State, a reloaded Warriors team. It'll be the second game of the Mike Brown era after hosting the Thunder on the first. It'll also be the first game as head coach for our former ESPN colleague, Mark Jackson. And on Christmas Day, a doubleheader on ABC in game one, a finals rematch between the Heat and the Mavs in Dallas. The Mavs will beat six games.
Okay, fine. We've got Gordon from Richland, Washington. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
The Lakers will be playing on Christmas Day for the 13th straight season.
Hi, Gordon. How are you doing?
The Bulls will be playing on Christmas for the second straight year. They feature last year's MVP.
And I appreciate enjoy your show when it concerns the financial.
And you want some more? Well, here's some more. Some other notable games early on. The Thunder play the Mavs on November the 5th in Dallas after losing to them in five games in the Western Conference Finals. Carmelo makes his return to Denver on November the 16th, and LeBron plays in Cleveland. 2 days later, Mike Brown brings his Lakers to his old stomping grounds in Cleveland on December the 21st. And the first game between the Bulls and the Heat, we have to wait for that one until January the 19th.
So what kind of, I guess basically, what kind of holding can we hold? Two, we would be paying like box as a percentage. Approximately what kind of percentage can we be paying? And three, I'm almost old enough to have distribution, so I
X Game 17 starts July 28th
would
on ESPN.
Is it in cash or can we actually take
bigger choke job? The U.S. women? Or The Miami Heat.
This was a hot Twitter topic last night.
I can't hear whole chunks. Would this simply be a matter of holding gold in your IRA?
You can hold both gold, silver, platinum, palladium in your IRA precious metals. But be very careful, because I've seen dealers pop up where they recommend that you can, where the storage is not in a government approved, or it's their own storage and so forth. There's only two companies I use for an IRA, and that's Gold Star and Sterling Trust. And the storage facility is the Delaware Depository. If it's stored anyplace else, I would question it. I would do a lot of investigation on it. 90% junk silver, no, you cannot put that in an IRA. Mainly it's bullion bars. You can put American Gold Eagles, Silver Eagles. You can put Canadian Maple Leafs. There's a list of a product that is approved for a government-approved IRA. 90% silver is not one of those. They also do not accept collectible coins, and like your Mint State 62 $20 Liberties. Now, at one point they did, back in the early 90s, they did allow these coins, but then they cannot place a value. It's very difficult to value these coins because they do have the additional leverage over the gold spot market. So they withdrew the $20 gold pieces or any collectible coin, and you can only have gold bullion. Now, a lot of dealers will sell proof coins telling you that you have collectible coins in there, and a lot of these Mint State 70 Gold Eagles, they'll sell those. And you know what? You don't need them in your portfolio either in your 401. Just get regular 1 ounce Gold Eagle coins, and you'll be able to get more gold for your money. The percentages will vary on the product that you purchase from, you know, if you buy bars or, and if people are holding a lot of silver in their 401, I recommend that's just put bars in there. Now, if you're younger and you're at the age where you can take your distribution, you can take the metal. So if you're planning on taking the product out of it, then stay with coins. But if you're just planning on buying like a lot of silver and you don't want to have to deal with the shipping and everything like that, then you just buy bars. And then when it comes to time and you're ready to sell it, when silver is 100 or 200 or whatever, then you can just sell it. You don't have to deal with the shipping of it. I have customers who bought bars, and then they decide to take the delivery of it. And the next thing they know, they're getting delivery of, 2,100-ounce bars, and, they don't know what to do with it. So you do have to be a little bit careful when you're purchasing the metal for your – you have to know what your goals are going to be when it comes time for your distribution. And I'd recommend take physical delivery of it at that time.
Oh, but you can actually take delivery on the gold.
Right. Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. Now, I don't know if you want to answer this one. He wants to know what the markup is, because he said you had to make a profit on it. And so I know that whatever you charge, it certainly is not excessive, because we've never had one complaint from anybody we've dealt with.
Well, it does vary. On each product does change. On the American Gold Eagle, what we charge is $35 over our wholesale cost. Now, you can't buy anything at spot, because you have the Treasury who makes the coins. They sell the coins to, eight major dealers. Those dealers sell them to wholesalers. Wholesalers give them to us, and then we sell them to the public. So you got a lot of middlemen in there. So it's mainly distribution costs that you're paying, manufacturing and distribution costs that you're paying over the spot price of gold. Now, you can buy Canadian maple leaf. They're usually a little less expensive because their distribution is different, same way with the Krugerrand. So the prices can vary, but we charge for, if you're buying a few coins, $35 over our wholesale cost. If you buy a larger quantity, we will reduce that.
Great. Thanks. And I have one quick question then. What do you think, if I had my money sitting in precious metals IRA, such as you have, and the dollar really went bankrupt, or whatever they're going to do to it, what do you think they would do to our precious metals IRA accounts? Would they take them along with a regular IRA account, as they're talking about nationalizing them?
You know, I think that's a tough question because, I mean, I do believe they're going to, I do believe they're going to nationalize these programs. And these are government-approved IRAs. So I, whether you get a little more protection because you're a precious metals in there, personally, I don't think you would.
Personally, Gordon, I think that what you ought to do is get your money out of the IRA and out of a 401 because basically government is desperate. They have to have money. We saw what happened in Argentina. They nationalized the pension funds. The legislation is already there. It hasn't been enacted, but certainly we know that they're going to do all sorts of things right now, what they're doing. You're not hearing about it. But the government is stealing the money that they're supposed to be putting into the various federal pension funds. In other words, they're supposed to be putting money in for federal employees. Instead of doing that, they're simply spending that at the present time. They're not putting that into the funds which are supposed to be there for the federal employees. Governments always act irresponsibly. And who to report them to? Well, you only place you can report them to the government. Government officials cannot be sued. They can claim sovereign immunity. Well, so basically, do not put your money any place where they can readily put their hands on it. Because as this crisis grows worse, and it is going to grow worse, they're going to be desperate for funds. And, of course, they're already eyeing all the money in the 401Ks and in IRAs. So if you are in a position to get the money out, if you were asking me, I would not delay at all. What are your thoughts on that, Melanie?
You know, I agree. And you know what? People, I mean, now when you know, if you're not at the age of distribution and so forth, you know, you get a tax penalty, you get taxes and penalties. I was told a long time ago when you're making investment decisions, you have to eliminate those out of the equation for you to make a decision. Because oftentimes those taxes and penalties will keep people from doing things that they should. Because oftentimes they're hefty if you're looking at a lot of money. And you know, IRAs, they're deferred taxes. Our taxes are going up. You're not going to save anything with the tax, you know, by keeping it in there either. So bite the bullet.
Yeah, the only problem is biting the bullet, as you were just going to say, then pay the taxes to take them out, even if you are of retirement age. If you roll out, say you had a modest $100,000, you're paying a substantial amount of tax on that $100,000.
Let me share my experience with you. I said, as a physician, I had a defined benefits program, and I debated whether or not to close this out. And they were coming up with some new legislation. They were going to actually raise the cost of getting out of a defined benefits program. But that was going to be a year or two down the line, and I had to make the decision. And so I kept calling, you know, various people in the IRS to try to understand what the implications were of taking the money out of the defined benefits program and simply closing it down, because this was part of my government retirement system. I finally tracked down the man who was in charge of the whole thing for the West Coast, and we talked a number of times, and we even got to be on a first-name basis. And finally he said, Stan, he said, I'm in charge of certainly the pension of benefit program for the federal government here in the western part of the United States. He says, the laws are so complex, I don't understand them. If I were you, I would pay whatever you have to pay in taxes and get out from under government supervision. It was the best advice I ever got.
You know, these programs are free. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, some of the best advice I have ever gotten is right off of your program. I appreciate that. And I didn't mean to cut you off there, Melanie. Go ahead.
So you got to remember why these programs were created. You know, they want your money and they don't want you to have it back. That's why they have these huge penalties on it, 401s.
I understand that.
You know, so, and we're getting close to the end of the, well, we're halfway through the year. I mean, you can, I tell a lot of my clients as we're getting closer to the end of the year, take half of it out. And then come January 2nd, take the other half out. So it'll give you a little bit of, you know, if you have a large amount in there, and you know, it might help spread it out. But be aware what can happen from, you know, July to December.
But remember, of course, if we are correct, that we are approaching a crisis time as far as gold and silver are concerned, that the government is desperate for funds, and because they're going to destroy the value of the currency, then the price of gold and silver got to go up, and you'll make back, of course, by being invested in them. You'll do far better off to get out. Anyway, God bless, Garden. Bye-bye. Okay, well, our guest has been Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. One more time, your telephone number, Melody?
Is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And your website?
DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net. That is DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net.
Hold on, we'll be right back. Melody, what happened to the new website?
We're working on it. I hired someone. We're working on it right now.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
To actually tell a number of people that we would not have them on our program again, even if they wanted to advertise with us, but because they were involved in questionable programs. In other words, they were simply not being entirely forthright. But I feel very comfortable having Melody with us. We're in very difficult times. You need to get my little pamphlet. It's called The History of Money. You need to get my treatise on Andrew Jackson's farewell address. It was given in 1837. We have 5 newsletters on it. And we put them into a pamphlet. It's called, it goes into the background of Prophetic Warning, is the title, Prophetic Warning. And then, of course, you need to get the history of money and prophetic warning. And you need to understand what is going on financially. You need to get Ed Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. You have Thomas Wood's a book on Rollback and Meltdown. They're two very excellent books. Now, he doesn't get into the conspiracy aspect of this. We cover that, the conspiracy behind everything. And in the little pamphlet, The History of Money. He said if you want a more detailed history of the background of the major banking families, Professor Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and Christy, he traces this, and the monetary forces in the world, to the secret societies that became the Council on Foreign Relations in Sydney. There were European banking families that were intimately involved with Cecil Rhodes' secret society. But you're never going to read that elsewhere. That's why the book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, I consider the single most important book in my library. And of course, you want to hear my interview with Professor Quigley. Why, of course, it's contained in our secret government four-tape set. Now, it's not an interview I did. It's an interview I purchased from Professor Quigley's widow. But it's very, very revealing as he talks about how all the efforts were made to suppress his book. And, of course, he didn't even mention his other book, The Anglo-American Establishment, that was suppressed for 32 years. I mean, here's a professor who taught at Princeton and Harvard and Georgetown University, probably the leading historian of the last century, and nobody will publish his book, The Anglo-American Establishment. Why? Because it tells you the truth about the secret societies that run the world, at least one of them. Although they all interlock, you need to get our four-tape set or four-CD set on Skull and Bones, our four-tape set on Bohemian Grove. Of course, we've got a couple of books on Skull and Bones. We've got a DVD on the Bohemian Grove, and if you request it, we'll send you the material from their own publications where they talk about how their deity is the owl. Their deity is the owl. What's the owl? Well, that's 40-foot replica of Moloch of Satan, that where they have their ceremonies. And you certainly need to see the DVD on the Bohemian Grove, and there you see the leaders of the world with their hoods and their capes and their candles and their chat, and they're chanting in front of the replica of the owl. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle. And there really are Luciferian forces in the world today. This is not imaginary, it's real. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. You wonder why people are afraid to speak out? We've got a four-tape set called, a four-CD set on Deadly Assassins, where I interview two government assassins. And certainly then I interview the man who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General Patton. We have a book, certainly, on Target Patton, the background of the murder of General Patton. And then, of course, we have the four-tape sets or four-CD sets on the murder of Martin Luther King and a book written by Mr. Pepper, who is employed by Martin Luther King's family. We have a four-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, and believe me, it was not Saran who killed him. Of course, we have a book and a DVD on that. We ask you, our Pray for America, our number 1-800-544-8927. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, we're going to be talking about the spy meters, the surveillance meters, the subversive meters that they want to install in your home so they can monitor everything that you do. And, of course, oh, the television, they have all these ads on the paper here on television in California saying, oh, isn't the smart meter wonderful? I can just tell. I can go up on the Internet, and I can find out exactly how much electricity I'm using at any moment. And that's true. They can determine exactly how much electricity they are using any moment of the day. And so when they tell you that the smart meters are only going to be operating a few seconds out of the whole day, they're lying. But everything that you're hearing today is a lie. And they're telling you there's nothing to worry about because all these electromagnetic waves, why, you get far less radiation from a smart meter. That's what they call them. We should call them a spy meter or a subversive meter or a surveillance meter. But they want to call them smart meters. Why? Because, of course, we'd want a dumb meter. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is part of a program, part of the Agenda 21 program, to force you to change the way you live, to lower your standard of living, to impoverish the American people, to get you to cut back on your use of electricity, which is incredibly cheap to create. So they want to run the price up so high that you won't use it because they want to lower your standard of living as they raise the standard of living on people throughout the world. And how is destroying the standard of living in America going to help people living in Africa to raise their standard of living? It's not going to, but don't look at this logically. There really are people, very evil people, behind this whole program of the subversive meters. Well, with us this evening is a woman named Virginia Farver, and she learned about the dangers of these radioactive things because of her son. And you have to understand that you do get radiation from many sources. You get them from the surveillance meters. You get them from cell phone towers. You get them from cell phones. We know that simply a cell phone can influence the activity of a male sperm. We do know that it can produce changes in the brain and predispose to cancer. There's scientific studies that show that, and people who published them have been threatened. In America, threatened people who tell the truth? Of course, because of powerful forces aligned against the truth. Virginia Farver, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
You're very welcome.
Why don't you tell us how you got involved in this battle?
I lost my 29-year-old son from glioblastoma brain cancer in October of 2008. And my son, Rich, was living in San Diego and had been working there and living, and had attended SDSU in San Diego. And his neurosurgeon from Poway told our family that it was his cell phone which caused his brain cancer.
Now, was it his cell phone, or was it suddenly on the tower that was outside, cell phone tower?
Well, I just started looking into things on the computer, and 9 months after his death, I found links on the Internet about a brain cancer cluster.
A cluster there, right where her son was. And there were a number of people who got brain cancers in that area.
Yes, my son and, five people have gotten brain cancer since 2008, the last victim.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Go right ahead, Virginia. They were all in the same area, weren't they? Right there in the same building.
Yes. Five of them were all in the same area. Four were in the same building and basically the same room. It was called Nassetier Hall, room 131. And anyway, and then there was another cancer death in 2008, but it was a different form of cancer. So there's six people altogether. And I immediately started contacting San Diego State University, and to this day, I have never gotten a response back from the administration. I contacted the professors that were in these articles, and we all requested a toxicology study, and they were denied, and I have never gotten a response back. And there was an epidemiologist by the name of Dr. Thomas Mack who wrote a report for SDSU in which he notes that he has no known knowledge of chemical or radiation concerns and therefore are none. So I emailed him and he called me at home. And I told him, I asked him about this cell tower that was right within probably 100 or 150 feet from this room in this building, and he brushed this off rather quickly, and I then told him of everyone's concerns, and he said they should be concerned. But because of his report, SDSU will not conduct a toxicology study. So this is why I just decided to look into this tower on my own, and SDSU has always referred to this cell tower as just a simple sprint cell tower. And what it is a heparin high-performance wireless research and educational network tower and a Gwynn tower and a HARP tower. And to this day, like I said, I still have not heard from the administration. And I found out that this is what all these smart meters and everything are attributed to. All of these, many of these large college campuses have what are called supercomputer centers. And this is where all the technology from engineers and scientists for the smart, it's called the smart grid, which...
Hold that thought. We'll be
okay.
Right back.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. The city of Virginia is simply pointing out that many university campuses will have these towers, of course, which tend to coordinate all of these myriad of electronic impulses with the Wi-Fi and the various electronic impulses going out from the computers. And they all, of course, have to be funneled into these centers and then are funneled out by satellite or various areas to this Internet complex, which is run by the NSA. Because if you think that the Internet's just up there, some sort of a nebulous something that just everything connects, it has to be all coordinated, and very carefully coordinated. But what you're getting is a tremendous concentration of electromagnetic energy and basically in these cell towers. We do know that even the individual cell phone can give off damaging radiation to the point where it'll damage DNA, it will damage brain function. They know this, and this is why they threaten people. They know, for instance, it will affect the male sperm if you carry your cell phone on your waist. But they do not want the public to realize, of course, the disastrous effects. And, of course, Virginia's son was simply one of five or six people in a cluster right in that immediate area, right immediately to this Sprint tower on the college campus. But they cannot admit what they're doing. The American people would be incensed if they knew they were intentionally submitting us to the excessive radioactive radio wave material and microwave material and all of these things. Now, a little of this is not going to hurt you. And so many years ago, we had some radio waves, but now we have radio and television. We have Wi-Fi, we have all this myriad of radiation, so much, of course, that people are getting of brain tumors. It's affecting their minds. But what have you learned as you've been studying this, Virginia? Because you've been on the front lines of this battle trying to bring out the truth because you don't want other women to lose their sons as well. And there were five or six people in the cluster, and they're totally ignoring that, even though there are scientific studies that verify exactly what you say about this place at this university campus. Pick the story up. What have you learned?
Well, this tower has, you know, it has so many huge corporations that are involved. It's got the government involved. NASA's involved, the DOE, the Department of Energy. There's so many people that are involved in it that this is why I'm not hearing anything. I've actually gotten threatening letters and phone calls to be careful. And I've also gotten
into... Wait a minute now. Who sends you the threatening letters and telephone calls?
Well, I didn't really get threatening letters. I actually have had phone calls from people to be careful. And I've gotten letters to be careful because people... I know people that have lost their jobs over this and have been harassed over this. Anybody who comes out against this telecom industry has been threatened in many ways. I've got numerous stories I can tell you, and I've gotten to know some of these people, and it's just really, really a sad thing.
And they do threaten people, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, they threatened University of Washington when they'd done the studies on certainly the relationship between cell phones and brain DNA injury, and cancer. And they were going to publish this, and they threatened government officials, threatened the University of Washington if they dared to publish it. Well, they did publish it, and they put the article in their alumni bulletin. Hopefully the alumni would support them and help them because they were going to get cut off from a lot of federal funding. Why? Because they dared to tell the truth. In America, where we had a freedom of the press and freedom of assembly, why, of course, they threaten and destroy people, and I personally believe they kill people on occasion who tell the truth. We know that a number of scientists who were involved in biological warfare suddenly have researched and died in various mysterious circumstances. We do know of a number of people involved in the media who died under mysterious circumstances. Can this sort of thing really happen today? Well, go ahead, Virginia.
It's very true. Ronald Huberman and Deborah Davis both worked for the University of Pittsburgh, started coming out about cell phones and the dangers, and they both were let go by the university because the university was going to lose $15 million in telecom funding. Dr. Keith Black from Cedars-Sinai is very careful when he's been interviewed on Larry King. The telecom industry has paid for a $15 million addition to the hospital there. Ole Johansson from Sweden, who just released the Skeleton Statement, which is asking governments across the world to drastically reduce their EMF exposures to people, has recently been harassed at his job. It just goes on and on and on, and I just keep hearing more and more. And it's so sad because the telecom industry right now is larger than the pharmaceutical industry. And they threaten lawsuits, and they can just drag people through lawsuits and basically bankrupt firms that try to take them on. So this is why this stuff is not getting out. And this is why I want people to know about these supercomputers on these campuses, because they can use these for crowd control. What they do is they send these EMF waves that are real calming and it keeps the kids docile. They can use these for through-wall surveillance, and they can use these for so many different things, mind control experiments, and to this day, I mean, I may never know what they actually did to my son. And people ask me if it was his cell phone or this cell tower. And what I say is, with the exposure of both of them, there was no chance for survival. And I believe this is also true for these other victims as well.
And, of course, these brain tumors are extremely malignant, and most, very, very few people survive. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question or comment, could this really be true? Could it really be that there is a cover-up here in America, that they are really damaging the health of our people, that they're really damaging the fertility of our people with regards to cell phones, and that they really are clusters of cancer as a result of the intense concentration of these waves adjacent to certain sites? And, of course, have there been other clusters like this elsewhere in the country? Do you know of Virginia?
Actually, there was a breast cancer cluster. This is how I found the articles about SDSU. SDSU is a backbone node to the UCSD campus in San Diego as well. And they've got the main supercomputer center there. And there was a breast cancer cluster there as well. And, those were the first articles I read, and then I found the ones about SDSU. And yes, and there's been a cancer cluster of children in Carlsbad, California, and I have not personally been there, but I've been in contact with people that I've met through all of this, and they have gone out to investigate themselves, and I guess there's high power lines all over where these kids are going to school. So this stuff is really very, very dangerous, and now we're getting smart meters put into our homes, which is just unbelievable to me.
And the thing is, of course, that a small amount of radiation probably is not going to be harmful. I mean, certainly years ago, certainly they used to use very small doses of mercury. They even used to use small doses of arsenic in treatment of certain things, and it got a reaction from the body. But a little arsenic will not hurt you. A lot of arsenic will kill you, and the same thing is true with mercury in infinitesimal doses. Of course, I really doubt whether it was a good idea to give any mercury because it's so toxic, but certainly we do know that certainly we can come in contact with certain poisonous things, but if it's in small enough quantities, it's not going to hurt. But we're not getting small doses of radiation now. We're getting mammoth doses of radiation, and we're surrounded by all sorts of electromagnetic fields and electrical fields and magnetic fields, and basically the average individual doesn't know. You don't feel anything, but the scientific studies, and there are lots of them out there, show the danger of cell phones. And of course, it's exactly the same type of radiation that you're getting from the smart meters. And of course, they tell you, oh, this is only for, you know, a few seconds a day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you watch the ad that they're putting on the television here in California, they'll tell you that you can go up onto the internet and find evidence of how much at any moment of the day electricity you're using in your home. How would they know that unless they were monitoring this every moment of the day? And of course, it's not just simply the smart meters. Then, of course, you have the meters that collect all the data and ship it off to other centers. But even more than that, this is a prelude to the surveillance appliances, or certainly the spy appliances are going to have chips in the appliances, and those the chips are going to send off electric waves that are going to tell the smart meter if you're using a washing machine, if you're using your dryer, if you're using your electric stove, which light bulbs, and they're even talking about altering the places you screw in your light bulb so they know which light bulb they're using. Well, Virginia, of course, nobody really wants to talk about the so.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Your child's mind, your brain, his DNA structure, with these massive electronic fields, and they're simply not simply the smart meters, it's also the Wi-Fi, it's the EMF frequency put out certainly by HARP and other things. It's the local radio station, it's the local television station, it's the cell phone you're using. All of these things are cumulative, ladies and gentlemen. A little not going to hurt you probably, but we are not getting a little. We're getting tremendous amounts that they know exactly what they're doing. And they really do want to harm the bodies, the immune systems of our people. There's an intentional effort to actually do damage. They know exactly what they're doing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there's a coordinated effort to suddenly attack and demonize and vilify anyone who dares to speak out against us. But if you don't speak out now, when will you? And if not you, who's going to do it? They're poisoning the air. They're destroying us, and they're destroying us by these electric waves. And they know this, and they know they're carcinogenic. And even more than that, they know they have an effect on the mind. But don't take my word for it. Go up on the internet and look up the relationship between the cell phones and the function of the brain. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We got an excellent 4-tape set on smartphones. We have an excellent book on smartphones written by our good friend Orlean Coulomb. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ladies and gentlemen, we are under attack from all sides today. And you've got to help us get the information out, because if you're not involved, who will be? And believe me, the other side has billions, if not trillions, of dollars at their disposal. And they are motivated by an intense hatred of humanity. And, of course, if you haven't heard my talks on population control and their plan to exterminate most of the people in the world, you better find out. And you better get involved, because if you're not involved, who will be? And if not now, when? Well, Virginia, as you talk to people about this, are they aware that there's a problem out there? Would they just as soon sort of forget about it and just get back to enjoying life?
That's mostly what I find. I do find, since I've been on your program a couple of times, I have been getting phone calls, and I'm getting a couple of meetings together, and I've got a couple of meetings this week where I'm going to tell my story. So it's just getting it out there, and people need to realize these supercomputers, they are incredible what they can do, and these are on college campuses. They can a lot of them are called Cray computers, and they can remotely track people. And each person's emissions are unique, and they can remotely track someone in public. It's all about surveillance and what they can do with somebody's mind. And all of this is under the sustainability. And President Weber from San Diego State University just retired in July, and I found a letter which he wrote to thank San Diego. You know, of course, he has never contacted me about this, but it says at the very bottom of this, it says, I am grateful to our students who have supported increasing their own fees to invest in our new facilities and create new traditions. Sorry. And they have challenged us to be better leaders and to expand SDSU's commitment to sustainability, and students have also been our conscience with regard to social justice. And I want to know how he can say something like that when, you know, where's the justice for my son and these other victims? And they are teaching this stuff to these kids on these campuses. So I think that it's all tied into this new world order. I really do. And these Cray computers, they can do so many different things to kids' minds, and they can, it causes brain, you know, they can do different things to people's brains with these. They can control the weather, they can change moods and behaviors, and these Gwyn towers can shoot enormous bursts of energy into the atmosphere in conjunction with HAARP. So,
I'm going to have to hold you there. Our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We'll be back in just a moment.
Through the prairie, through the ocean, white with gold. that is.
Don't be late.
No. Quiet with God bless America. My home. Please.
Night, Pop.
Night, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, I guess it's Virginia Farver, and of course we're talking about the electromagnetic waves, we're talking about the smart meters or surveillance meters, the subversive meters, we're talking about the tremendous exposure to radiation. We do know, for instance, that women who are pregnant get too close to computers and they sit and work before a computer, and this will have a definite impact on the development and the mind of their unborn children. The excessive exposure to radiation has serious health consequences. Minimal, no, but massive exposure, as we are getting from every point of view. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, Virginia is certainly studying this. She's working very hard to get people mobilized in the Fort Collins, Colorado area. And, of course, she listens to our early morning program. And we have a fair number of listeners and supporters in Fort Collins. And at least some of them have contacted Virginia. And, of course, they're getting organized there. But this is part of something much larger than simply the smart meters. It's part of something called Agenda 21, the secret agenda for the 21st century. And you can look it up on the Internet. It's put out by those who would rule the world. It involves, of course, population control, getting us out of our cars, getting us to use less water, getting us to use less electricity, to lower the living standards of people here in the United States. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Virginia, why don't you go ahead and get your telephone number, website, anything else you'd like to get out, so that if people from Colorado or elsewhere are listening and they'd like, of course, to benefit from what you've learned, how they can get in touch with you.
I would be more than happy to. My area code is 970-689-3798. And my email address is V as in Victory, R as in Rich, Farv, F-A-R-V, V as in Victory, at hotmail.com.
And that stands for Virginia Farver.
Right. It stands for my son's name was Rich. It's Virginia Rich. Oh. And then my last name is Farver, but it's just abbreviated. So it's Farv at hotmail.com.
F-A-R, is it just far at hotmail.com?
No, it's V-R-Farv, F-A-R-V.
F-A-R-V.
At hotmail.com.
Okay, fine. If you have a question or comment, why Cynthia Virginia's on the front lines of this battle. Have you gotten a lot of calls from our listeners there who've heard our program?
Yes, I have. And I've sent all of them. I have all the links to the stories to SDSU. I've got so much information. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I've never dealt with anything like this in my life. And I feel like I'm a parent of a murdered child. And if you ever hear a story about a parent who's lost a child by a murder, they'll go to any extreme to find out what happened to their child. And that's where I'm at. And that's what I've found out. And these supercomputers are on many, many college campuses. We have them here in Fort Collins as well. And I found this. It also says, it says, our brain activity patterns can apparently be measured and stored on computer by supercomputers. If a victim needs subliminal thoughts implanted, all that is necessary is to capture, save on computer, and target the person's brainwave pattern to send them such low-frequency subliminal messages that they actually think that is their own thought. And it says there's a researcher from the Mantauk Project on Long Island that says our brains are so sensitive that they are like liquid crystal in response to the magnetic component of the earth. And I agree with you, such as vitamin D, and, you know, we have natural, you know, getting sunlight is natural radiation and things like that. But, you know, as you know, if you get too much of it, you get a sunburn. And this is what's happening with our brains. We are, with the proliferation of all these cell towers because of cell phones and 4G and all this stuff, it's just, it will eventually affect you. What I've heard from many people, that have these electrosensitive symptoms, and it can affect so many things in your, and so many organs in your body that you have no idea about. But what every human body, even if you don't think you're sick from this, every human body has what's called a tipping point, and you never know when that's going to happen. And some people that have mercury fillings in their teeth, once they become electrosensitive, sometimes this is what might cause it. And I've actually heard of some people, I've heard of some people that actually have told me they don't know how much longer they will be able to live because they are so affected by this stuff.
Well, I think we have to understand that some people can withstand a great deal of this electromagnetic energy funneled into them, and other people are extremely sensitive, and they really, of course, their whole life is disrupted by having a smart meter in the home. So each of us are different. Each of us can certainly tolerate things differently, but there's some people who are very, very sensitive. I'm sure you've run into some of those people, haven't you?
Very, very sensitive, yeah, where they don't even know how much longer they will be able to live. Or they have just become so sick. Some of these have been just from these smart meters. They've had to actually leave their home at night and go sleep in their cars in parking lots. And kids are very susceptible. I've been working with Cindy Sage, Sam, and Lloyd Milham from the International EMF Collaborative, Deborah Davis from the Environmental Health Trust, so many of these people that are trying to get this message out, because boys, to let you know, boys are more susceptible for brain tumor development. And so this is why they need to be extra careful with cell phones, because their brains develop much slower than a female's brain does. And what these scientists are predicting is that they are going to see a pandemic of brain tumors, because a child's brain is not fully developed until their mid-20s. And here these kids are getting cell phones, you know, at 7 and 8 years old. So these kids are going to be getting brain tumors. And these brain tumors are called the Terminators. You live months with these tumors. Rich lived just shy of 7 months. The gal that just died in August lived 9 months. And these brain tumors are just, they're horrific. And you just don't want your child to get one of them. So it's just a very, very good warning for people to understand. These people, I think, they think it's a status symbol for their child to have a cell phone, or they think they're keeping their child safe, yet these kids are putting them to their heads, and they're putting them in their backpacks and carrying them against their bodies, and they are the ones that are more susceptible than anyone else.
And that is simply because first of all, the skull is so much thinner and the radiation can go right through. And then secondly, the brain is so much more susceptible.
Right.
Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Are you concerned about this? Do you think it's anything to be concerned about? Do you think this is simply all hyped, has no scientific basis at all? And if there was scientific basis, wouldn't you read about it in the newspapers on a regular basis? If there are really clusters of people who are adjacent to these cell phone towers, wouldn't you expect to read about it? And of course, the answer is absolutely not. Because the media in the United States is controlled, and until you understand that, until you understand that we have freedom of the press in America, which means that the six major corporations that control all the major media outlets have the freedom to suppress whatever they want to. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we're getting some interest out there. People are beginning to call in, so if you'd like to call in, get a line. Why, we do have them, and we'd be glad, of course, to let you all talk about it. We've got Nancy calling, and Nancy is calling us from Santa Cruz, looks like. All right, fine. Hi, Nancy. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I wanted to know, I had heard that, I don't know where these smart meters came up, you know, who came up with them, but I had heard it had something to do with the UN. Do you know anything about that?
Do you know anything about that at all?
You know, I have been trying to figure out the same thing. They just seem like they came out of nowhere. And this is why I think it's Agenda 21, and I think the government's had this plan for a long time, and I think that they just, what they say is they're going to deploy these meters, and that word deploy is a military term, and this is what I told Dr. Stan before, and this is why you should be concerned. If you look up President Dwight Eisenhower's farewell speech in 1961, he tells of what's called the military-industrial complex and its grave consequences. And I believe that this is where we're at right now. And we're losing our rights. We're losing our security, our privacy, our health. And this is all contrived by the U.S. government. And huge, big industry. Of course, GE's huge into this because they're the ones that are going to make all of these smart appliances, and Cisco, and there's just numerous companies involved.
I think you have to understand this is part of a worldwide program, Nancy. And basically, these smart surveillance meters are being installed in European countries and throughout the world. Do you know anything about Agenda 21, this plan for the entire world to bring everybody under control? If you don't, Nancy, go up on the Internet, look up Agenda 21. It's a massive worldwide program. We'll be talking about that at our conference here in Santa Cruz on the 23rd of October. The world's leading expert on that, Michael Shaw, will be there talking about. But certainly, Agenda 21 is part of a worldwide program to bring everything under the control of a ruling elite. And then, of course, to eliminate most of the people in the world because they feel we are using their natural resources. If you haven't looked into this, we hope you listen to our programs regularly. And then simply get my Population Control Agenda monograph. You'll find that on my website at RadioLiberty.com. And then help us get the word out. Will you do that, Nancy?
Yes, I will.
God bless.
I call it Population Control and Control of the Population is what I call it. And it is, it's out there, it's true, and this is exactly what they're going to do, and this is what they're doing with HARP. I actually believe cell phones are involved in this.
Oh, sure. It's all part and parcel of the same thing. It's one ball of wax, but most people can't see how it's all interconnected. Hey, thanks very much
Thank
for calling, Nancy.
Much.
And let's go to Sam calling us from Kentucky. Sam, are you listening to our Cincinnati station or Lexington, Kentucky station, or listening on the Internet?
Cincinnati.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, the Cincinnati station gets across the river into Kentucky. So do you have a question or comment?
Yes, my question for your guest is, when she talks about the dangers of cell phone use, is there anywhere she could suggest we read up on this on the Internet so we could possibly share with others an article?
Well, I've got tons of information, but all you need to do, it's just like the Wizard of Oz and tap your feet, read your cell phone manual.
But basically, is it on your website?
I can give you any information you want. Deborah Davis just wrote a book that was released in October. It's called Disconnect. But all cell phone manuals tell you not to put these to your heads or your bodies. And for example, the new BlackBerry Torch cell phone manual says to keep 0.98 inches away from your head, and for pregnant women and teenagers to avoid putting these near their lower abdomen.
And what does that tell you? And basically, Sam, do you have a computer?
Yes.
All right, just go to your search engine and type in a cell phone danger, University of Washington, or University of Washington threatened the cell phone danger, something like that.
Yeah, I can tell him one more thing.
Right.
I flew out to Maine and I met with Representative Andrea Boland. She wanted to put cell phone warning labels on the boxes, and of course it didn't pass. But while the meetings were there with the CTIA, one gentleman that lost his 24-year-old son stood up and said, "Why is it that my son's cell phone manual says to keep this away from your head?" And the CTIA members said, they all looked at each other and said, "We'll get back to you about that." And Deborah Davis, in her book Disconnect, has a chapter about that in her book.
All right, Deborah Davis, and the book is called Disconnect. Would you call me off the line, off the air, Virginia, and get me her telephone number? We'd love to get her onto our program, okay?
Sure, you bet.
Okay, anything else, Sam?
That's all. Thank you very much.
God bless. And the telephone number, again, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I would say, Sam, we do have an excellent four-tape set on this. We do have a book that we carry on smart meters. It's certainly Orlean Kula's book, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. The four-tape set on smart meters. We should call them spy meters, but we don't. And simply because everybody knows what a smart meter is, people don't understand it was used to actually compile surveillance on people and to spy on them and to force them to change their habits. And, of course, it's really aimed at running up the price of electricity. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Virginia Farver and our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, right now we've got Steve calling from Northern Kentucky. Steve, I assume you listen to our Cincinnati station?
That is correct.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
Story would never get out because of money. So that tells you about the mainstream media.
Amen to that. You know, yep. It's what's called freedom of the press, freedom to suppress. God bless.
Yep.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed the interview with Virginia Farver. And we basically have a four-tape set on cell phones, I should say, on the smart meters. We have a book on smart meters. Are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But this is part of a much larger program. It's Agenda 21. And basically, it's part of something called Sustainable Development. We have a talk called Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government. And it comes with a syllabus, and we recommend that syllabus because it has a summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which is one of the three pillars of this whole Agenda 21 movement. It also has a copy of the Earth Charter, has my monograph on population control. It has quotations from Marie Strong, who openly talks about the necessity for destroying Western civilization and bringing Western civilization down and forming a secret